Hello, this is Lourdes Ramirez from the Yoga Life Expansion Podcast. Hello, my name is Lourdes Ramirez from the Yoga Life Expansion Podcast, and this chapter is going to be about power. We're going to discuss in very quick 10 minutes maximum what is and to step in your power. And we're going to do a couple of very simple exercises that will help you to step into your power, into your personal power. So let's start by remembering that the last chapter was all about creating a sacred space. A sacred space will offer you the chance to sit with yourself, to acknowledge how you're feeling, to see your emotions, to connect body and mind. In that sacred space, you will feel nurtured, you will feel renewed, you will have the opportunity to reinvent yourself. Listen to that podcast if you need to. Remember that the most important thing is that you need to nurture that place. You need to ensure that your sacred space has symbolic elements that are important to you, so they can fit that energy to you, and they also represent something important for you. You feel comfortable there. So on this chapter, we're going to discuss something very simple. So we're going to start getting familiar with our sacred space. Some of us who are familiar with having this space, we know that we can meditate in that space, we can perform a yoga practice, or we can do another discipline that can connect body and mind. Whatever works for you is fine. What I'm going to offer to you on this chapter is the opportunity to connect with yourself, connect to Mother Earth, and then step into your power. Very simple. So if you have a sacred space, the invitation is go and step on your sacred space. If you don't have it yet, it's fine. If you are outside of your home for whatever reason, then you can also do this exercise. So this exercise is all about standing in your power. So the position is going to be standing. For those of you who are familiar with yoga, this is Tadasana. We're going to build from the posture of Tadasana. For those of you who are not familiar with yoga, it's okay. It's a very simple pose. It's about standing with power. So what I want you to do is stand on your two feet. Remove your shoes if you are happy to do so. Even remove your socks because the connection of the soles of your feet with the earth, with the ground, is going to facilitate this exercise. If you want to keep your shoes, fine, no problem. This is simple. Okay, so the moment is stand on your two feet. Try to keep the feet hip width distance apart. So try to make sure that your feet and your legs are aligned with your hips. So feet hip width distance. That is going to give you a position of stability. Now, what I want you to do is you're going to split your body into two parts. From the belly button upwards, you're going to imagine that you have a silver thread connected to the crown of your head. And that silver thread is connecting all the way up to the sky and it's lifting. So imagine that the crown of the head is lifting towards the sky, towards the ceiling, and is expanding, belly button up, the body is expanding upwards. Belly button down, the body is grounding on Mother Earth. So from the belly button down, you're feeling an energy that is connecting you through your feet, through your legs, to Mother Earth. It doesn't matter if you are in a garden in contact with the earth or if you're in the fifth floor, like I am right now. It doesn't matter. The important thing is that you ground your energy. Belly button down, the energy is grounded to Mother Earth. It's solid, it's keeping you stable, it's giving you the strength. But from the belly button upwards, you're expanding. You're light, you're air. So if you want to work with the elements, or if you like to work with the elements, belly button up is the air. It's light, it's fluid. It's not heavy, it's expanded, it's not collapsed. It's the opposite of being collapsed, it's expanded. Belly button down is grounded, is earth, is solid, is strength. And with that position, as you take an exhale, allow your hands and your arms to just be by your side. I prefer to activate the fingers in this pose. Why? Because it reminds me that this is a pose of power. This is a pose of strength. This is a pose of stability. So when I very gently activate my fingers, then I get that sensation. I transform this posture from just standing to a posture of power. So the invitation is try to very gently, not too much stress, not stressing your body, but activate the fingers of your hands, left and right. And from here, don't forget the importance of this posture. Belly button upwards, you're expanding your light, your air. Belly button downwards, you're grounding, you're solid. And in this posture, close your eyes. In this posture, and with your eyes closed, you're going to feel the stability that the ground is giving you. Mother Earth is holding your weight. And at the same time, Mother Earth is expanding you up to the ceiling, to the sky. You're an expanded being right now. And with your eyes closed, you can tune into your body. Let's connect that body with that mind. So start to feel your body. Perhaps start by the soles of the feet. They are in touch with the ground, with Mother Earth. How do they feel? Start to increase the awareness of how your body is feeling from the feet up. Your ankles, your calf muscles, your knees, your hips, your muscles, your legs, left and right. How do they feel? They're holding you strong. They're giving you the stability that you need. And then from there, move up. Find your spine. Very rarely we focus on the beauty of the spine. Find the strength and the stability that the spine is giving to your body right now. How it's keeping you expanded. How it's keeping you completely straight. And once you find the spine, try to open a space in between each of the vertebra. If you need to, maybe allow that crown of the head to go even a little bit higher. Maybe it's a millimeter. But it doesn't matter. You're opening more space. And as you become aware of your spine, perhaps you become aware of your ribs. And as you take the next inhale, you can feel how the ribs go up, allowing the lungs to expand as you take an in-breath. And the ribs collapse down as you take an out-breath. Keep feeling your body. How does it feel? Now expand that sense of awareness to your shoulders, left and right, to your neck, back of the neck, front of the neck, to your head. To your face. Can you be aware of the muscles around your face, around your eyes, around your nose, around your mouth? And as you take an inhale, continue to expand this awareness on a position of power. And when you are aware of your body, you are in the present moment. And this is the core of this exercise. Through your body, through your posture, you can step into the present moment. And the present moment is your point of power, because it's where you can do something. You are not dwelling in the past. It's gone. We cannot do anything about it. We can learn from it. That's all. And you are not anticipating to the future. You're not being consumed with fear, with anxiety, with the scenarios that are building up in your head that are not yet happened. And you don't know if they will ever happen. The point of power is not in your past, and the point of power is not in the future. The point of power is in the present. And in this posture of strength, of stability, you're standing in your present because you're connecting your body and your mind. And just be. Keep breathing. How does it feel? Maybe you were feeling a little bit anxious before, and right now you are starting to reduce that feeling of anxiety, because there is no point living in the future. It's not going to serve you. You can either stay in this exercise, continue to increase the awareness of your body. It doesn't matter. If you're a very expert yogi, the awareness of the body can always go deeper. You can always focus on much more subtle sensations in your body. If you're a beginner, and this is the first time you do this, it's okay. Get familiar with feeling your body. The last part of the exercise, and this is an invitation for you, is through the breath, in this posture of strength, use the breath as a tool to bring in new energy, oxygen as you take an in-breath, and as you exhale, you're going to release any feeling that is not positive. Just to name some, anxiety, stress, tiredness, concern, anticipation of the future. We all experience that. And In my case, I'm going to share with you that those feelings of stress and perhaps a little bit of anxiety, sometimes they come in useful. They help me. They help me to prepare. They help me to plan. But the most important thing for me is to let them go at the right time. They have their use in my body and in my system. The important thing is I cannot cling onto them. I cannot let those feelings that are not positive stay in my system too long. So how do I release them? I try to release them through the breath, in the out breath. So the exercise is as you take an inhale, take new energy, take new oxygen, and as you take an out breath, release any negative energy. In breath, new energy, release negative energy. Do it on your own pace. Do it as many times as you need to. You take an inhale, new energy, new oxygen, fresh, and out breath, you release. And that's how you renew your body. That's why the sacred space can help you. If you perform and if you start doing some of these exercises in your sacred space, they're simple. You're going to start getting familiar with those. Then you're going to start allowing your body to feel something different, to experience something different, to renew itself, to renew your body, your mind, with a bit of luck to reinvent yourself. For me, that's critical. And I'm sharing what is my practice and what works for me. Hopefully, it works for you. Just to close, this exercise that we just did, you can open your eyes if your eyes are still closed. You can do this exercise in the morning or in the evening. If you had a poor night's sleep, or if you didn't sleep well and you feel tired and you wake up with some concerns that you had coming up through to you through the night, then you can do this exercise to release them and to bring energy fresh and new into your body. On the contrary, if you are at night and you're tired, and it was a tough day, and you experience a lot, then do it at night to release, and also you release your negative energy so you can go and have a peaceful sleep. This is the importance of a practice, of a spiritual practice. You are going to tailor it for your own needs. So now you have a couple of exercises that are very simple that you can do, preferably on your sacred space. Why? Because it's important you start connecting with that space. Why? Because when you start doing more complex meditations, when you sit in your sacred space, your mind is going to feel comfortable. So let's start easy and slow, and then we can take it deeper. So the invitation for you is to step on that sacred space, make it yours, and do these two simple exercises that can help you to ground yourself and step on your point of power, which is the present moment, which is when your body is connected to your mind, because then nothing can stop you. Thank you so much for listening. Namaste.